Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Makos Yud Zayin, Makos 17a, pagination is 33. In the previous sessions, we've been dealing with cases that there's a lav in the Torah, a prohibition, and that prohibition may or may not warrant getting the Malkus punishment upon its violation, based on the way that it plays itself out. If the lav is a nitak la'ase, if it's related to a positive commandment, such as not allowed to steal, but the pasuk addresses a person who's stolen and says, v'heshev es ha'gzela, you shall return what you have stolen. So that type of case would typically not get malchus. Likewise, we discussed that if the lav is an ein bo maisa, if it has no activity in a halachic sense, such as lashon hara, speaking gossip, the speech is typically not considered an activity, saying false testimony in many cases is not going to get malchus. It's not considered an act because it's speech. And we also discussed the concept of bitulo, if something is a nitak la'ase, but the ase possibility associated with it has been negated so that it can no longer be done, then malchus might also be relevant. Gave example of taking the mother with the child by a bird, and it's possible that you would send the mother bird away now, unless that's not a possibility, in which case the person would get malchus. We discussed two possibilities why it's no longer possible to send the mother bird away. Either because the mother bird died in a passive sense, it's just not available anymore to be mekayim, or in a stronger sense, a bitulo, a case where he went ahead and shecht the mother bird already, and therefore he can't send it away. In a more sophisticated case, we discussed in the last session the case of ones. A man assaulted a woman, had relations with her against her will, has a mitzvah, if she's of a certain age bracket, to take her as a wife if the woman consents, and he did, but the mitzvah is that he's not allowed to divorce her, and he did divorce her. And now we have the question, how do we proceed? If he's a Yisrael who's allowed to take a divorced woman back as a wife, then he's able to take her back, and he should. If, however, that's no longer available to him, then he would get malchus. So that if he's a Kohen, he can no longer take her back, he would get malchus for sending her away. If she would die, eventually he stole so much that she's no longer available for him to take her back, then he would get malchus. If you hold that it needs a more proactive bitul in order to be called a lav that cannot be fixed, so then his making a neder al das rabim would be our point of discussion, that he made a neder that's so powerful that he's not allowed to take her back, a vow that he can't take her back, then we would have a case where there's a lav, it could have been fixed, but it can't be fixed because of the circumstances, and therefore he would get malchus for the violation, which he did. Our Mishnah is going to mainstream us quite a bit, and simply want to know, what is the violation? Very simple. Not, he did the violation, but what type of violation is it? We just want to know, what is the violation? For example, it's not in our Mishnah, but if you have a person who ate non-kosher food. You just want to know, what is the violation? It's eating a kezias, a portion of that food. Just tell me, what is the violation? And we'll take one example from the Mishnah. Mishnah can be found in the wide lines, counting down 6 lines. Ha'ochel bikurim ad shalokara aleihem. A person, a Kohen, who eats the bikurim, the first fruits that are brought by the farmer to the Beis HaMikdash as an act of thanksgiving, the Kohen eats those fruits before the farmer had a chance to say the verses listed in Parshas Kisavo that he's supposed to say over the bikurim. Skip a line. The rule is, Hareza loka arbaim, a person would get malchus for that. So again, we're not focusing what type of act and what its ramifications are. We just want to know, what is the violation? Violation is to eat bikurim before the farmer makes his declaration, according to our Mishnah, and the Kohen doing such would get malchus. Let's skip 4 lines. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say that that's not the ruling. Bikurim, when you have the case of first fruits, hanocha ma'akeves bahen, putting them down is intrinsic to the process, and you're not allowed to eat it before it was put down in the Beis HaMikdash. Kriya ein ma'akeves bahen. But reading those psukim is not intrinsic in terms of making the fruit permitted. And therefore, if someone would eat the fruit before that declaration was made, it would not be a violation of malchus status. Rashi tells us that the reason that hanocha is so important, Rashi can be found counting up from the wides 4 lines. Deshina bakra, the Torah repeated the words vihi nicho, and you shall place it lifnei, vihi nachto lifnei, and that teaches us that this hanocha is the critical aspect of bikurim to allow the fruit to be eaten. Certainly he's supposed to do the declaration, but if the Kohen stepped in before that, purposely or by mistake, he's not talking this type of violation. Obviously, for malchus, we were talking about he did it purposely and ate from the fruit. Let's take a look at the Rambam, Hilchas Bikurim, the 3rd perek. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Im ochlin ha-kohen b'Yerushalayim kodem hanocha ba'azara, if the Kohen would have eaten it while it was still in Yerushalayim, before it was placed in the Beis HaMikdash, loka min ha-Torah, that's considered a case of malchus because it was not yet put down. Halacha dalid, u'mishayanichem ha-meviyem ba'azara, but once the farmer who brought it put it down in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the act of giving. Hutru lekohen, it's permitted to the kohen. Ve'afa pisha dayin lo hisvado alehen, even though the vidui was not yet said, even though the declaration did not yet occur, if the kohen would eat it at that point, it would not be a case of malchus. So again, the Mishnah presented the view of one of the Tanoim who holds that until the vidui is said, it's still malchus relevant. But the Gemara tells us that that Mishnah opinion is not the way we paskin. The Chachamim say that as long as it was put down, it's going to be permitted. Certainly go ahead and do the vidui, but it's not going to be a malchus violation. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.